Do 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 do. Well, this one is going to be recorded from the Twilight Zone, Lombardia, Zombie Land. Except, of course, it's a joke. It's important that everybody that can do it stays home, but we are a manufacturing company and so we cannot be closed. We are working even these days with the coronavirus going on. I'm sorry that it has been a long time since the last podcast, but of course we have been working double time to activate as much as possible remote working. So almost all of our offices are empty. In this way, the distance between the persons working inside the company are extremely large. We are in a lucky situation in such a way that since we are an assembly company, most of our technicians can have a pretty wide radius of about 5 meters per each person to be free to work on, and so the contact is really reduced to the minimum. We have gloves, we have masks, glasses, and so on and so forth. But anyway, the situation is extremely dangerous. Nobody must underestimate this. I hope that if somebody listened to this outside of Italy or outside of China, because China, of course, already knows this. It's extremely dangerous. This virus is extremely nasty, and it's important to follow some procedures. On the other hand, we don't have the legal ways to close our ticket activities in Italy. We must fulfill our contracts, and so we must find a way to go on. Anyway, this is not the main topic I wanted to speak about today. But what is happening has pushed me to think about the demonization of technology that we have seen in the last few years, especially talking about social networks. Okay, I think everybody at least once must have listened to some psychologists or sociologists telling us that social networks are bad, that they are tearing apart the basics of our civilization. People are not talking to each other anymore. There is not human contact anymore. Well, I totally disagree with this. I think that social network is just another way of communication, and that it's just a way that this age, this era, is sending out messages to the world. There are a lot of other good and bad stuff about social networking, but today I think that with this situation, with quarantines going on, with people forced to be stuck inside their apartments, well, there is a big issue, big theme about mental healthness, and I believe that this day will show us how social network will help people keep themselves together in these difficult times. Think about it. Your freedom to go around is limited. You can, if you can go to work, that's the maximum you can do, and then you must go home and be stuck in your apartment, maybe small, maybe overcrowded with your family. You don't have any kind of time for yourself, any time of privacy. or you're alone, worst off. So in this era we have the opportunity to be in touch with a number of people around the world. We can be in touch with our friends, we can have video calls, we can have group calls, we have WhatsApp, we have any other kind of chat application to make groups, to keep ourselves together, to share information, to share advices about what is the next Netflix series that I need to binge watch since I have so much free time in my hands. What's the next book to read? Better if you read the books, especially my book, by the way. The sheer number of things that we can do with social networking, even being forced to stay closed in our houses, is unbelievable. And it's going to be the safety key to survive these days without having serious problem of mental health. If you think about the big illness, big plagues of the past, the last one was the Spanish flu at the beginning of the past century. People had no way to communicate back at the time if they were closed in quarantine. The safety for most of people, and they had no way to receive food delivered at their home, and they had no way to communicate, they had no way to get news from the outer world except going outside and being at risk of being infected. Okay, so this day and age we are seeing an extremely difficult situation that is tragic, that is has killed already a few thousands of people, but the situation overall is not even in the same league of what happened in the past when situations like this happened. And technology is helping us in any way possible, in any possible way. So stop demonizing social network, because it will be saving a lot of lives this day and a lot of mental healthness for a lot of people who are stuck in quarantine. Be safe, get out as few as you can, try to work as much as possible from home, and if you do need to go to work, as I must do, because you need to comply to the contracts and to the obligation that you have by these contracts, do it in the most safe way as you can. This is it. I hope to talk to you soon about more lighter topics. Don't demonize technology. Use it as much as you can in the best possible way. Use it for the good. And remember, don't be afraid.